Yosef. Beis Yosef is Rav Yosef Karo, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Buried in Tzfat. You ever been to the Beis HaKadosh in Tzfat?
Yes.
Major Kfarim.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
So if you in the middle of the year, any other time of year, you say you're going to talk about the Beis Yosef Kasha, Beis Yosef, thousands of pages. Tours like many, many big volumes, and the Beis Yosef is hit about a third or a half of a page on every page of the tour. And he asks thousands of questions, so nobody in the world knows what you're talking about if you say you're going to talk about the Beis Yosef Kasha. But today, if I say I'm talking about the Rabbi Blasi, he asks me, what am I going to talk about? Beis Yosef Kasha. That's obvious before Hanukkah. The question of the Beis Yosef is simply, why is Hanukkah 8 days? Why is Hanukkah 8 days? There was enough, we were told, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, that there was enough oil for 1 day. So if it lasted 8 days, so there's 7 days, 1 day normal, and 7 days a miracle. It should be 7 days.
Was it lasted for 8 days straight? Or it had enough oil that they lit it 8 times?
Excellent. Excellent. It's one of the things we'll talk about. One of the things we will talk about. That's excellent. Very good. Did they light it every night, or did it just go straight for 8 days? Most people think that it went straight for 8 days. Right? Yes, kid in third grade. You know what happened? They lit it, and instead of burning for 1 day, it burned for 8 days, right? But what's the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, menorah? To light the menorah every day. So if they wanted to fulfill the mitzvah, the point was to fulfill the mitzvah, then that wouldn't have worked. Continued burning for 8 days, then they only fulfilled the mitzvah on the first day, they wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah any other day. But we'll see. So the Beis Yosef asked this question, and there are many answers. There's a sefer, I think, with 100 answers to this question. We'll talk about a few of them. The Beis Yosef himself gives 3 answers. Answer number 1, on the first night they poured in 1/8 of the amount, and so on every other night. So every night, 1/8 of the amount burnt the whole night. That was a miracle every night. So the miracle was 8 days. And that's why Hanukkah is 8 days. A miracle every night. Then he says another answer is that after they poured the oil into the menorah, the container was still full every night, first night also. Right? So there was a miracle on the first night, because after they poured the oil into the container was full. Or, it's hard to know what the difference is, it sounds almost like the same thing. Or, after they poured it in, the container was empty. It burnt in all night, and after it burnt a whole night, it was still full in the menorah. It's basically the same idea. But we'll see there's a very big difference between these two answers. So the Beis Yosef gives 3 answers, either 1/8 in each one, or after they poured it in, the flask remained full, or after it burnt the whole night, the menorah remained full. There are big problems with these answers, as we'll see. Now, this was called the Beis Yosef's question. Beis Yosef lived in the 1500s. The Rishonim discussed this question, but the Beis Yosef didn't have those Rishonim. One of the Rishonim that came out in recent centuries was the Meiri. They didn't have them way back. The Meiri addresses the question. The Rush addresses the question, and the Tosfos HaRush. Apparently they didn't have the Tosfos HaRush. So everybody calls this the Beis Yosef's question, even though the question was a few hundred years older than the Beis Yosef. Go back to the 1200s, and they were talking about this question. The Meiri talks about this question. why is Hanukkah 8 days? They had enough for one day, so the miracle was only 7 days. And he says, and some people said that they divided it up into 8 parts, and they poured in only 1/8, and therefore the first night's also a miracle. Because the Meiri, ain't somchen al anes. I don't understand. How could they pour in 1/8 the amount? It's wrong. Ain't somchen al anes. You're not supposed to. What did they think? They thought they'll pour in 1/8 the amount that will burn all night? That's a miracle? You think about it. What made them... Where'd they get the idea to pour in 1/8 the amount? What did they think is going to happen? Somehow they... I had this premonition that there was going to be a nice Hanukkah. Where would they get such an idea? So this answer doesn't look so good all of a sudden. Where did they get this idea to pour in 1/8 the amount? And the Miri says, "Ain som kanal anes." Apparently, they thought it's going to burn all night. Not right. Ketosis harosh. Talks about the same answer, and from what he says, you see he addresses a different problem. He says, but it says you're supposed to fill up the cup. Now, you're supposed to fill it up. You're supposed to put in a chatzilu. You're supposed to put in a certain amount. How do you put in less? So you say, well, if you can't help it, that's what you got to do. You have no choice. You put in less. There's something very deep that lies behind this. Let me ask a question. If you, according to Tosis Harash, it wasn't somchen al anes. They didn't expect it to burn all night. They expected it'll burn 1/8 of a night. And they made a decision. There's a very big difference between the Meiri's understanding and the Rush's understanding. The Meiri's understanding is they poured in 1/8 the amount and they expected it to burn all night. And he had to say that. Because it's supposed to burn all night. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that it should burn all night. And therefore, if they poured in 1/8, it must have been that they expected it to burn all night. So maybe they had Ruach HaKodesh. I don't know, but that's the understanding of the Meiri. The Rush understands that it's nice for it to burn all night, but you also did a mitzvah if it only burns 1/8 of a night. And therefore, the Rush says they poured in 1/8 the amount because they said, look, it's going to be 8 days before we get a supply of oil. What should we do? Use it all up the first night? Then what are we going to do the other nights? Let's at least do a mitzvah every night. What do you see from that? That 1/8 is also a mitzvah. Two approaches here. Like, what would you do? You got 1 day supply, there are 8 days. What do you do? So I would say, if the mitzvah is that it should burn all night, and if it doesn't burn all night, you haven't performed any mitzvah, then you should pour the whole thing in the first night. What can you do the other nights? You don't have any oil. You're not going to put in 1/8 because that's not a mitzvah at all. You're not going to choose to put in 1/8 because that's nothing. The Rush's opinion is no. They decided to put in 1/8 every night because that's also a mitzvah. And at least that way they'll get some mitzvah every night. There's a very big difference here in the understanding of the mitzvah of Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Meiri assumes the mitzvah is only if it burns all night. And so he says they must have been depending on a nice for it to burn all night, because for it to burn 1/8 of a night is zero. It's worthless. You haven't accomplished anything. The Rush says, no, they made a rational decision. The best thing to do is let it burn 1/8 every night. At least I'm doing something every night. See, he felt that burning some of the night is also an accomplishment. That's a big machlokas in understanding the nature of the mitzvah. That's the first answer of the Beis Yosef. They put in 1/8 every night. Now, the third answer was that they poured in all of the oil, and at the end of the night, when it went out, it was all still there in the menorah. Well, there's a Gemara that seems to disprove that answer. Gemara says the following: what do you do if in the middle of the night you come into the Kodesh and you see that the menorah's gone out? One of the lights went out. What do you do?
Leave it.
What?
You leave it.
That you do with Hanukkah, that's true.
Oh.
And by the Beis Hamikdash, what do you do? The Gemara asks. In the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, which is supposed to burn all night, what do you do? You're right. You write it for Hanukkah. Hanukkah, if you had the right amount, and if you had the right amount, if you have the right amount for a half hour and it goes out, that's the Gemara's discussion. And you say, no, I did the mitzvah by lighting and there was enough of a supply. By the way, that's one of the reasons why an electric menorah is no good. Why is an electric menorah no good? So there are those who say, because you have to have a half hour supply. There's no half hour supply, it hasn't been created yet. The electricity is being generated. The electricity you're going to have in a minute is not here yet. So you haven't put in a half hour supply. You put in nothing. You have to have, the mitzvah is to have a half hour, at least a half hour supply of oil. You turn on an electric menorah, you don't have it in any, you don't have it yet.
What? Even with the battery?
Battery's different. Battery might be different. But I'm talking about electric thing, you know, the generator downtown, wherever it is, hasn't produced electricity yet. Anyway, back to the question. What do you do if the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, you're a Kohen, take a look, the menorah's gone out? Says the Gemara, you got to put in new oil. Don't use that old oil. It's not nice. Just like you can't use the old wick. It's all soaked and it's not going to work. You can't use the old oil. You got to put in new oil. So the Sfasemis says, I don't understand the third answer of the Beis Yosef. What's the third answer of the Beis Yosef? At the end of the night, all the oil was still there. But that's like the oil that's used oil. No good. Can't light it again. It's not good for the next day. He doesn't like the answer, that third answer. The second answer is better. So there's a difference between the second answer and the third. The second answer is after they poured it in, it all remained in the flask, in the pach. In the pach, it wasn't used. That was not used. But that's okay. But if you pour it into the menorah and then it got used, so that all that remaining shemen is no good. Maris says you can't use that. So he doesn't like the second answer. The Pri Chadash, now you're going to kick yourself if you didn't think of this. The Pri Chadash doesn't like the second or the third answer. Okay, what's the second answer? After they poured it in, the pach was still full. Third answer, after they poured it in and burnt the whole night, the menorah was still full. Says the Pri Chadash, okay, let's go with that. First night, after they poured it in, pach was still full. Second, miracle on the first night. Second night, after they poured it in, the pach was still full. Eighth night, no nes. There's not going to be another night from this pach. Because now they have a new supply. So there's no nes on the eighth night. So you just moved the problem for the first night to the eighth night. You haven't answered the question. And also the third answer. They poured it in and the menorah remained full. First night it remained full. The miracle on the first night. But the eighth night, they poured it in. Now it didn't have to remain full because they have new oil. So I don't understand the second and the third answer at all, says the prefunder. What do you say? I think you have to say that it filled up on the eighth night, even though they didn't have to. got to say, the Beis Yosef understood that this is too bad a mistake. Right? He must have felt on the 8th night it also filled up. Oil hadn't come yet, so... I don't know. What? They found the oil the day before. Well, one minute. Let's say it's Sunday night, right?
Hanukkah Sunday night. So when did we find it?
We found it on Sunday. But that night, what the Beis Yosef is saying, the miracle on the first... The Beis Yosef's problem is there's no miracle the first night, because it's supposed to burn all night. Right? So, on that night, according to the second answer, they filled the menorah from the pot. The pot remained full. That's the first menorah. So, I don't know. Yeah. That's what the Miri says. That's the Miri's answer. Now, so there are more answers. I told you there are more answers. Your answer is the Miri's answer. But they found it. That's one miracle. In other words, forget about all the Beis Yosef's answer. The miracle on the first night is that they found it. And then the miracle on the next night was that it continued. There was still oil for the next night, and the next night, and the next night, all 8 nights. Yeah. Then the miracle of the first night is different from all the other miracles. The first night, the miracle was that they found it. That's what the Miri says. Al Hodas Mitzias HaPach. That they found the pach. That's a miracle. You know, they came in and they ruined everything, and there was one pach left. That's a miracle. That's something to celebrate. Okay. And the Taz has another problem with everything the Prechoder said, with everything the Beis Yosef said. They poured in an eighth every night. They poured it in and it remained full. It burned all night and remained full. It doesn't say that anywhere. How can you make that up? I said, can't make up. Is it a new story? It doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara says it burned for 8 nights. It doesn't say that they poured it in 8. How can you make that up? Okay, you know, you could survive this kasha, but that's what bothers the Taz. The Taz says, I have an answer that's completely implied by the miracle of Hanukkah. In Novi, there's a story of a woman who comes to Elisha and says, My husband died, and I have no money, and we owe money, and they want to take away my sons to be servants, to be slaves. Help me. So Elisha said, what do you have in your house? I have a little oil. Okay, borrow as many kalim as you can from all your neighbors and start pouring that oil, and as long as it keeps pouring, as long as there's oil, it'll fill up all those kalim until there's no more oil left.
Wasn't it until there are no more kalim?
No more oil. Maybe they were also, she filled up all the kalim.
I think she asked her something.
No. Okay, you're right. I said it wrong. Right. There were no more kalim. The story is like this. I said it wrong. Elisha asked her, what do you have in your house? She said, I have a little oil. Okay, so pour it, get kalim, and until there were no more kalim. Right. Mark got the Navi better than I remembered it. The question is this. Elisha, a miracle maker. What do you care if she had a little oil in the house or she didn't have a little oil in the house? Take all those kalim and you know, just go like this with her hand and let them fill up with oil, right? Just, you know, go like that. Fill up with oil. Why do you need there to be a little oil? So the Zohar says, that's not the way we do miracles. You've got to start with something. You got to have something. You got to have a little oil to start with. There had to be a little oil to begin with. You can make that oil stretched. You could stretch the little oil. But if you didn't have a little oil and there's nothing to start with, then nothing's going to happen. Says the Taz, what's the miracle of Hanukkah? What is the Beis Yosef saying? There's enough for the first night? What happened the first night? It got used up? Then how are you going to have anything for the second night? Normally it gets all used up. And then, not Elisha, and not the Maccabim, and not anybody else in the world will be able to get any more oil out of that. Because there had to be something left. The miracle on the first night was that a little bit was left, so that they could stretch it. Otherwise it wouldn't work. As the Zohar says, in the story of that woman, you gotta have something to stop. So the first night, there had to be a little left. Not like the Beis Yosef, all left. Because the Taz says it doesn't say that anywhere. But what I say, it does say in Navi. It says in Navi that you can't do a miracle unless there's something there. So I'm not, Taz says, I'm not making up a new miracle. It's obvious that had to be something left, because otherwise you can't have more. There's got to be something left the second night. That's the miracle. Every night there was a little left over. And every night that little burnt the whole night. So including the eighth night, there was a miracle on the eighth night too. That the little bit left over from the seventh night burnt the whole night.
That doesn't answer the first day, because once you realize that there's a little bit left, that's already the second night.
On the first day, no. It could be out by the morning.
It just has to burn through the night.
Yeah.
So then
the next morning, that night, there was a miracle that there was a little left in the menorah the next morning. That's good, except it still has the other problem that any shemen that was used already is no good. That problem still exists. Yeah.
When's it Taz? Why is it better? Taz, you said?
Taz, yeah.
Why is it better for him that there's a little bit instead of a full?
Because it doesn't say that anywhere. A little bit there had to be in order to make the nest the next night. But to say that it remained full, it's better because they couldn't, because the Gemara says there was a nest. The second night, it did stretch. It couldn't have stretched unless something remained. So it is implied by what the Gemara says that a little bit remained. The whole Taz is reminiscent of a very famous Reb Chaim Brisker. His approach. He says, I don't understand the Nes Chanukah. Be very careful to understand what happened. Because in the menorah, it says in the Torah, you have to use Shemen Zayas. And that means Shemen Zayas velo Shemen Nes. Shemen of Nes wouldn't be kosher. It has to be Shemen Zayas. In other words, it's similar to the Taz. Had it been all used up, and all the shemen there is shemen nes, it wouldn't be kosher. It wouldn't even be good. This Hanukkah would not have been worth anything. Now, back to that question. If you used that shemen, you can't use it again. The Sfasemis says, oh, I have an answer, and he quotes somebody. The same shemen burned for 8 days. And therefore, it wasn't used shemen that went out. It never went out. It burned the whole time. It burned the whole time. If it burned the whole time, then we have a real problem here. What you have here is an amazing miracle and no kiyum mitzvah. Question is, what really went on here? Depends on, it's almost a philosophical question whether you like this or not. Certainly, a halachic Jew would say, if they didn't fulfill the mitzvah, it's not worth anything. I don't care that a one-day supply burned for 8 days, but they didn't do the mitzvah. What did that accomplish? But as a miracle, it was a miracle. Okay, they didn't fulfill the mitzvah. They didn't have to fulfill the mitzvah. If all there was a one-day supply, they're not chayiv to do anymore. There isn't any. There isn't any oil. I'm not chayiv. I'm onus. I'm forced that I can't do the mitzvah. I wasn't the vatel of mitzvah saseh. And you could say that in the next Hanukkah, it was not that they did the mitzvah 8 days. It was just a sign from Hashem that He loves the Jewish people, and He made a one-day supply. It burned for 8 days, but it wasn't the mitzvah. But there are some people who would be absolutely allergic to that. They wouldn't be able to stand this idea at all. A lot of Jews would say, what are you talking about? They didn't fulfill the mitzvah. It's worthless. Philosophical difference. Okay. Now, the Prechadash says, I have other things that could have happened. What else could have happened? They started pouring it in. And after they poured in an eighth, it filled up. It wasn't that they just put in an eighth. That's wrong. Ain't somchen al anes. That's not what happened. They wanted to pour in the whole thing, but as soon as one eighth poured in, the whole thing filled up. He says, you can answer like that?
Are these just ideas, or are there like they have proofs?
That's the Taz's problem. The Taz says, why are you creating something? What's nice about the Taz's pshat? What's nice about the Taz's pshat that's forced by the Gemara. Once the Gemara says that it lasted for 8 days, no nace can last. No nace can occur unless you start with something. That's the story of Elisha and the way the Zohar says. He asked her, "Do you have anything in the house?" She said, "A little oil." There had to be a little oil, or there wouldn't have been a nest. So the advantage of the Taz's pshat is that it's forced by the Gemara that there be a little something. Reb Chaim Briska would say it's forced by my lumdus. And Briska's lumdus was Shemen Zayas below Shemen Nais. So of course there had to be some Shemen left. Otherwise it wouldn't have been kosher. He puts it differently. He says if it had all burned out the first night and then all of a sudden it filled up again, then that's oil that came from heaven. That's not kosher. The oil has to come from a tree. It has to come from an olive tree.
Wouldn't this new example also be Shemin
Eighth? Which one is that?
The one we just said.
The one eighth?
They poured in the eighth and then the rest filled up. Is that also Shemin Eighth?
That's a good question. We have to ask Reb Chaim that question. Whether he would like me to say that. That's the one eighth. It was produced by the tree. The one eighth was produced by the tree, and from that came the whole thing. I don't know. You can like it, you cannot like it. And then the Prechadash says something similar to what the Meiri says. He says, remember, the Meiri said, you said, what's your name? Ralph said. The Meiri says what Ralph said. The nace was that they found it. So the Prechadash has a similar approach. The first day of Hanukkah is not for the Neros nace. It's for the nace that they won the war. That was a big nace. They won the war. You mean we're not going to celebrate that? Of course Hanukkah would have been at least one day because of the victory. And then there was a nace for 7 days. So 1 plus 7 is 8. That's how you get it. It's a nice answer. Because it gives you one day for the Mulchama. But it's kind of odd to divide into two parts. Like one day was for the Mulchama and 7 days was for the Nes of the Menorah. And there is another problem. There is a famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, that you can't have a menorah over 20 amos because you can't see it. And then the Gemara says that the ditch that they threw Yosef into didn't have any water in it, but it did have nekashim and akravim. Right? So everybody says, what do these two things have to do with each other?
Gemara says,
why does the Gemara put together that Ner Chanukah can't be over 20 amos because you can't see it, and the fact that the ditch that they threw Yosef into had no water but had Nechoshim and Akravim? So the simple answer is they're both said by the same person, and once they quoted him once, they quote him again. But nobody's happy with that answer, even though that's the right answer, and everybody likes to find an answer. So the Meshech Chochma writes on this, I'll tell you what it is. The reason why you have to see the menorah is because in order to say Sha'asa Nisim L'Avoseinu, to make the bracha, the second bracha that we make on the menorah, Sha'asa Nisim L'Avoseinu, it has to be an obvious miracle. The victory in the war was not an obvious miracle. Maybe they were very good in strategy. Smart Jews, you know. They figured out how to beat the Greeks. That does not deserving of the bracha shalos nisim l'avoseinu, and that's why Hashem made this miracle of the 8 days menorah, in order that we should be able to say shalos nisim l'avoseinu. The real nes is the mechama. That's the real thing. That's what Hanukkah is really about: the victory over the Greeks and the saving, essentially, of Judaism. But for that, you couldn't make a bracha. The Gemara says that when Yosef went to bury his father, he passed by the pit. And he made a bracha. There's a bracha when you pass by, you learn later in brachas, when you get to the ninth parak, you learn about a bracha that you make al anes. When you come to a place where a nes happens to you, something miraculous happened, you make a bracha when you get to that place. So the Meshech Chochma says, I'll tell you what the connection is here. The Ner Chanukah, you have to see the Ner Chanukah to make the bracha. Because you can't make a bracha on the victory in the war, because that could have been a natural occurrence. You can only make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, a bracha on a Nes, on a supernatural occurrence. That's why you have to see the Ner of the menorah, because that was a supernatural occurrence. And Yosef could not have made the bracha on getting out of the pit, because maybe those people happened to pass by and they sold them to them, you know, they wanted to make a little money. You know, although the main thing in Chanukah is the Mochama, and the main thing about Yosef was that he was saved, but that's, you can't make a bracha on that. It has to be supernatural. The supernatural thing was that although there were scorpions in that pit, nothing happened to him. That was supernatural. So that's why these two things go together. Seeing the Neros make it possible for you to make a bracha, and Yosef, the fact that there were Nechoshim Ba'akravim, not it was empty of water, but there were dangerous things in there, that's why Yosef could make a bracha. Okay, now, here is an answer that will not satisfy you, but it's a fantastic answer, because it's probably historically very important. You know, you have these answers from Achronim, from the Taz, from the Kodosh, from 16th century, 17th century, from the time of the Gaonim, the Sheiltos. He doesn't ask the question, and he doesn't answer the question. But you just read the Sheiltos, okay? He has our Gemara in Shabbos, about the Nes Chanukah, and he writes the following. V'lomotzu shemen, they couldn't find any oil. Elapach echod, shahaya munach b'chosmo shel kohen gadol. It had on it the seal of the kohen gadol. It was tahor. They found one pach. V'lohaya bo lahadlik afilu yom echod. V'lo hoya bo lahadlik afilu yom echad. There wasn't enough in that tach even for one day. Okay, but it was a nest the first day too. There wasn't. His reading of the Gemara is not that there was only a 1 day supply. There wasn't even a 1 day supply. Now he's from the time of the Gaonim, so if he has a different reading of the Gemara, you have to take it seriously. So if what the Gemara was saying was there wasn't even a 1 day supply, that's an obvious answer on the Beis Yosef's question. It was obviously a nest for 8 days.
It said like it was a jar that had the seal of the king still on it.
The Kohen Gadol.
Which means it was full. So
it was so old that it had evaporated a little. That's why they didn't find it. It was like, you know, way back, all the way on the bottom. Okay, you're right. If it had the seal, how could it have less? But that's the way he has it. Okay, now, finally, a very cute answer from a sefer called Shailas Achubis Morava Holis, in the name of the sefer Beis Ayin. I don't know who any of that those people are, but how did Chanukah get its name? So there, the Chanukah, the Chanukah Samizbeah, Chanukah Fei, and then there is, and this is serious, because it's brought by the Kadmonim, brought by the early authorities. Ches Neros v'Halocha k'Beis Hillel. Chanukah stands for that we do like Beis Hillel. We go up 1, 2, 3, 4, and there are those who say, serious sources, that that's really where the name Chanukah came from. Ches Neros, you know, if it was just, you know, some contemporary rabbi who made it up for Shalashudas, okay. No, really, early Mefarshim say that the name Chanukah comes from Ches Neros v'Halocha k'Beis Hillel. So this sefer says it's very important, it's essential to Chanukah that the halach is like Beis Hillel. Okay, you want to make it a 7 day yontif? 7 days of miracles? Okay, then on the first day we know that the halach is like Beis Hillel, because if we did like Beis Shammai, there would be 8 candles. On the second day we know the halach is like Beis Hillel, because if you did like Beis Shammai, it would be 7 candles. I'm sorry. If it was a 7 day yontif, on the first day, if you did like Beis Shammai, you would have 7 candles. On the second day, if you did like Beis Shammai, 6 candles. On the third day, you know it's halacha like Beis Hillel, because you're lighting 3 candles, because if you did a Beis Shammai, it would be 5 candles. What about on the fourth day? If there were 7 days of Chanukah, on the fourth day, Beis Hillel would light 4, and Beis Shammai would light 4. You wouldn't know that the halacha is like Beis Hillel on the fourth night by looking at the candles. That's why you have to have 8 nights. If you have an even number, then every day, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are different. And since Chanukah is halachic of Beis Hillel, we have to be able to tell by looking at the Neros that we're doing like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai. And had we made it a 7 day yontif because the miracle was only 7 days, then on the middle day, on the fourth day, both would agree, 4 and 4. So you have 8, then there's no middle day. And every day Beis Hillel is different from Beis Shammai. And since the name Chanukah comes from V'halocha k'Beis Hillel, we have to be able to see every single night that the halocha is like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai. Cute. We've had 10 answers on the Beis Yosef's question. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great job. All right, what was the last thing about Beis Hillel?